As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? In the name of Jesus, amen. May be seated. The third Sunday in Advent, like I said, is Joy Sunday, or Rejoice, the Latin word gaudete. That's why we light that rose candle there. But if you haven't already noticed in life, in the life of the church even, we seem to celebrate and rejoice in some not-so-rejoiceful things, images and events. And here we highlight the ministry of John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin today. Yet he's in prison in our text. Rejoice about that? See, our Lord and Savior doesn't act or teach the way we do or think, does he? Missed all the troubles, rejoice. And that is because no trial troubles the child of God who knows God has a reason for allowing it. John is a child of God. And among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptizer. Wow, what a statement by Jesus. And John, who prepared the way of the Lord, the fulfillment of Isaiah 40. John awaits his beheading by the hand of Herod, locked up in prison. So, John is not rejoicing. He is questioning, thinking, was all this crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, worth it? Really of any value? So he has visitors one day, those who had followed him. And John asks them to go find Jesus and question him. Please go ask Jesus for me. Are you the one, or shall we look for another? I want to get this straight, Jesus, now, all right? Because you know, this is as if John is speaking, you know I could use a miracle right now. Perhaps you can get me out of here sooner than later if you are the one. You see, even the great John questioned Jesus. You sure, Lord? That's the human in us, right? Hello, Jesus. What is going on here? You going to do anything about this situation right now? Rejoice! Yeah, right. Jesus does answer John's disciples, though. He sends them back with a message of his deeds. And John knows he is the Christ. He knows the one, the only one who gives sight to the blind, makes the lame walk, cleanses diseases, opens the ears of the deaf, and raises the dead. Raises the dead. Now that's important for John to know that right there as he awaits his death. And so they go. They're going back then to report what the gospel does. And yet I want you to imagine that you are there. You're in the crowds overhearing this whole conversation that John's disciples just had with Jesus. You're amongst the doubters in the crowd. You're on the edge of your seats, a cliffhanger. Then as John's disciples leave, Jesus turns to you and says, what did you expect to see in the wilderness? A reed shaken by the wind? Now, Jesus uses this analogy on purpose because in the thicket of the Jordan right there were many brushes and reeds that they could see there. They could look from afar and see them right then and there swaying in the wind. As if to say, Jesus is saying, see those over there? Now, much of you, if you know what a reed is, it's bamboo. That's a reed material, or cane, if you ever heard of that stuff. You can see all the broken and cracked pieces when the wind hits the cane. They're delicate, and they are easily snapped by pressure. Now, is that what you think of John? You heard his inquiry, but let me tell you about John. He is not like us, not easily shaken. For he knows that Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me. He knows Jesus. But John's not a dainty man. He's a grizzly. You saw how he looked. As if Jesus is telling the people this in modern language. You saw how he looked. The guy's a beast now. He doesn't show up in a king's house. He shows up in my domain, pointing to the sand in the wilderness. John, let me tell you, is unbendable. Now, I happen to know a lot about Cain, a about reeds, because they are the exact element that you need to make a wind instrument play well. Reeds are very particular. And in all my sax playing years, I've had to deal a lot with reeds. Because there's many cuts of them. There's many makes, different manufacturers and brands and strengths of them, how hard they are, how well they're going to play. And they do break and crack very easily if you're not careful with them and how you put them on your mouthpiece. In fact, there are manufacturers today who have started developing synthetic ones so that they will last longer. And yes, a bad reed, what does it make us do? Those of you who play woodwind instruments, clarinet uses reeds too. It'll make you squeak pretty, pretty bad. And it sounds horrible. It's because you need a steady, a firm, and consistent reed to be able to play beautiful music. This is a lot like John the Baptist. But he wasn't synthetic. He was the real deal. The end of all end prophets. Once Jesus steps on the scene, John was a good cut of Cain, the finest ever produced, is what Jesus is saying. And that is the kind of reed that any jazz saxophonist longs to have. So John, in my mind, is the first jazz musician because he delivered the sound of the way. He opened for Jesus in the blues club, and he was the highlight of cocktail hour. John was not a reed shaken by the wind. And perhaps this is when Jesus pointed to the one, maybe he saw one, a big piece of cane sticking up there, and he pointed to it and said, "See that one over there? That thick one? It can feel the wind," as they literally felt the breeze blowing there, right next to the Jordan. "But see how it's not moving an inch? That's what you came to see. Not those other flimsy ones. Those other ones are thin, like grass. And grass withers. But John is not a flower that fades." And that's because John points away from himself to the one whose word does not fail. That's what we are to rejoice in. The unshakable word that John proclaimed. And you see, let me tell you something about John's finger here. John's finger is the strongest part of his body because he pointed to Jesus with it. Remember, he said, "Behold the Lamb." And as Jesus came down and get baptized by John, he pointed to him, "That one over there." And that way, John is the bulldozer for Jesus who makes straight in the desert a highway, a road for Jesus to come down. But John was not famous for that construction project. He yelled at people, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." Who likes to hear that every day? Nope, John wasn't popular. John wasn't attractive. He wasn't political. When people heard him, they either plugged their ears because it sounded like a really bad squeak, or else they heard the changes, the chord progressions of fine improvisation, otherwise known as the blues scale. That reminds me of the great Miles Davis, the trumpeter. Miles Davis was interviewed one day and asked, "How hard is it to play jazz?" Miles Davis said, "It's not the note you play that's the wrong note. It's the note you play afterwards that makes it right or wrong. The note that you end on. The note next to the one you think is bad corrects the one in front of it." And church, that is the whole theme of repentance. It's what you do after the bad note that counts. That's the reed John was playing on. Clean and cut. You know, only about one out of every five reeds in a box plays decently right out of the box. So they make a tool to help you with that, and I have one of them. It's this little graphite little square piece, and it's called a Reed Geek. And so this Reed Geek is a special file. It's a mini shaver, if you will, to correct the deformities in the cane to make it play better. Well, John was a Reed Geek, no doubt. He was there to make you play better for Jesus, a minister and steward of the mysteries of God. That's what we are to rejoice in, mysteries of God. And that means the things that we don't get, they're mysteries. Why does God allow them? They're mysteries. Why do you think Jesus sometimes doesn't sound like the one? Since it appears sometimes that he doesn't listen to you. Mysteries. That's what our faith is built upon. Mysteries. Things we can't figure out. When you give into the things about God that you can't figure out, you say, I just can't figure this out. You're letting them consume you. And in that way, you become a reed shaken in the wind. And then furthermore, you become dust in the wind. And that's inconsistent with the gospel. Because check this out. The gospel always begins with a promise. Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly and cry to the church that your warfare is ended, your iniquity is pardoned. See, it begins with the forgiveness of sins. And yes, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. The gospel. The gospel brings comfort. Yes, you see a lot of snapped reeds, just like they probably did too. But lift up your voice with strength. Isaiah 40 screaming out. Lift up the end of that. Get up to a high mountain. Fear not. For behold, the Lord comes with might. Behold, his reward is with him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, carry them in his bosom, and gently lead them. Okay, what about that part about John being the greatest ever? Well, here's the thing about that whole, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yes, you could say, what about Jesus? Well, Jesus was born of a woman and is greater than John the Baptist. But Jesus took our place. He became one of us. He was baptized by John to put on our sins and take them to the cross. And in that time, that's why Jesus had to tell John, who said, why am I doing this? Jesus told him, it is fitting to do this to me, John, in order to fulfill all righteousness. I must become broken for you. I will become seemingly weak, shaken like a reed on the cross. Christ himself did become the squeaky reed on the cross. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? So we are preparing for the day of Christ's birth, and on that day it is written in the Christmas psalm, the psalm we heard this past Wednesday in Advent midweek service. Psalm 2, the very mystery of forsakenness. It said, declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. That's why Psalm 2 is a Christmas psalm. Begotten you. He is begotten, not forgotten. God of God, light of light, very God of very God. Begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven. See, that right there made him the least, the lowest, but also the greatest, Jesus. And I won't go on with the rest of the creed there because we are going to speak it together here in a moment, the Nicene Creed. But the point is, with his birth also came his death. And with his death also came his resurrection. And John knew that. I always like to bring up this when speaking about John the Baptist's beheading, but I believe Luther coined it first. But John's mindset was, all right, Herod, you can take my head, but I know one who will give me another. And that way, John is not only the first jazz musician of the word, but he's also the first Highlander, immortal. And you, church, are too. Because you have inside of you the blood of kings. This is the mystery of the word. Mystery of the word which I am a steward of. Which makes you partakers of. That through this gospel I preach, I may comfort all my people. Pointing to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So yes, rejoice. Rejoice in the questionable. Cry out to the Lord your thoughts. Because no trial troubles the child of God who knows God has a reason for it. And that is what you are, children of God, by the water and the word. And that's where bamboo grows, by the way, in the water. And it is the ones that are deeply rooted in that water who are not easily shaken or broken. And like John, you are not only born of woman, but born out of the womb of the church, who is the new Jerusalem, whose warfare is ended, her iniquity pardoned. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's the reed you put in your mouthpiece and wail away with it. The rhythm and the blues, the bad notes followed by the good notes. Or else, who did you come here to see? A reed shaken by the wind? No, you came here to see Jesus, the cane of all canes and reed of all reeds. That's why we rejoice with John the Baptist today and all the saints in glory. We feast in heaven on earth. That's what we are to see. And then sin that word. Do not look for another. Sin that word. Receive it and play it joyfully. In the name of Jesus, amen.